Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a Saturday, and it's not raining this morning.
We've had
more rain than I ever remember getting.
I'm telling you, you're going to have to go out in the backyard and build a very large boat and put several animals and people on it because it's monsoon season.
Two of everything.
Yes.
I think the llamas would say we're all going. all 17 of them would want on the boat.
Oh my goodness. There's no room for the giraffes and the hippopotamuses. They're all llamas.
That's right. It'd be all llama ship.
Wow. I don't know what the statistics are, but I would imagine this might be one of the rainiest springs that you've had in many years. And I think we probably said the same thing last year, too. But it seems like
Well, I don't remember last year having this much rain.
Yeah.
Because it's rained and stormed and hailed two or three times a week. And, of course, Oklahoma's getting blown away, but Texas has had some really rough weather lately.
Yeah.
And thank goodness it's been turning when it gets to us and going east. But we've still had some hail.
Yeah.
But not bad, you know. And the other day, when they said there was tornadoes in all these other counties, it went away before it got here.
Yeah.
We've had more rain than I can remember.
It is. I mean, it's been crazy. I remember for a while you were talking about how the yard was so flooded and you couldn't do anything, and the lawnmowers, landscapers show up to do the lawn mowing, and the grass was so wet they would just like sink into it and have tire tracks all over the place, so they had to go and come back later after it's dried out. And it's just, I don't know. It has been a very rainy, stormy spring for you.
Well, you remember last fall, Valley View, I don't remember what month it was, you know, just about blew away. And those people were talking this week, this farmer and his wife, they still don't have their house rebuilt. They're just now getting money from the insurance company.
Really?
And they said they're just now being able to use their farm equipment and go back to farming.
Oh,
it's been months and months. And it took the insurance companies, and I didn't ask who it was, that just now paid them. It took months to get them to pay off.
Wow. That has been
so all these people up there are really hurting because none of them have their houses built back. And a lot of them lost barns, houses, their businesses, you know, everything. And the insurance companies have taken a long time, and I don't know why.
I don't know. You think maybe it's just because there's so many, or it's just taking a long time to process?
I wonder if it was that, or they didn't have the right claims people. You know, a lot of them have claims people that travel all over the United States and do their claims. Then a lot of them farm theirs out.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend that was a claims adjuster, and when Florida blew away years ago, he was there for 6 months.
Oh, my word. Really?
Adjusting them. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know that they may have a thinner deal than they used to. They may not have as many claims adjusters in the area.
Yeah. It might just take a while for, you know, especially when there's that much widespread damage. They may be just in other places. And I don't know. It just seems like there's so much. I mean, even, you know, it extends up into Oklahoma and, you know, parts of Texas. And it seems like there's more severe storms and more severe weather in more locations that are doing worse damage than it used to.
And in previous years, yeah. I'm going to look that up because I don't know. But it would be interesting to know if this is the worst storms and tornadoes they've had in many years. I think we have more rain. I don't know what the total is. It seems like it's rains every 2-3 days.
Yeah, and it seems like you've talked about hail more than you used to also.
We have had hail, and I've had to have parts of the roof replaced already.
Oh, geez.
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Really?
It didn't take all the whole roof, but it took pieces of it. And, you know, it's funny. I keep forgetting what a modern world we live in. They just have their drone look at it and pay the claim.
Really? That's what they do now?
That's what they do. They send the drone out, and the drone will go over the top of your house and look at it and decide, you know, what they need to do.
Wow. I remember the days when they'd have to get out the ladder and climb up there and whatever else. But wow.
I was renewing a homeowner's policy the other day. And he said, well, now let's see, Faye, your roof is 10 years old. I said, no, y'all paid off on this roof 4 or 5 years ago. And so he called the adjusters. They put the drone up there and said, oh, yeah, there's the new roof. It's different than the old one. And so my insurance policy went down in price.
Wow. Well, see, now there
because
you
it
go.
Wasn't a 10-year roof. How about that?
Wow. Neat.
So
it's not very often.
I got several thousand off the policy.
Yeah. I mean, usually when
and
there's
I'm
an adjustment.
I'm glad that I remembered all that. He didn't remember it, but I did.
Yeah. I mean, clearly. I mean, gosh, most of the time when there's an adjustment, it's because it's going up, not necessarily down. So that's pretty
good. That's
right. Wow.
But if you have a house and the roof is less than 10 years old, there's a different rate. But if it's 10 or over, you pay through the nose because they figure it's going to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, they start, you know, getting thin and they only have so long. What is it like? Usually like 20 or 30 years maybe for a typical roof?
They make a 20-year roof and I think a 30-year roof.
Yeah. So, I mean, gosh, and if it means getting a lower rate and saving that much per year, yeah, that's worth it. Golly.
It is worth it.
Wow.
Everybody ought to keep up with it and make sure they have replacement cost rather than a set amount. You don't want a set amount. You want replacement cost because every year that changes and goes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess it would be like the difference with, like, what is it, like gap insurance with cars, car insurance? It's like what it's worth and what it would cost to replace it are two completely different numbers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think they're saving money by not carrying full insurance.
Ooh.
I would never not have full insurance.
Yeah. I mean, that's you might be saving money each month, but, boy, in the long run, if anything happens, you're going to pay more, big time.
Yeah. And if you're in a car wreck and they demolish your car, you better have complete coverage.
Yeah, because you still got to pay for it.
Not just liability.
Yeah.
You need collision. You need everything.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, not only the difference between what it's worth and then what it would cost to replace it, you got to pay that. But then if somebody else decides to make a claim against you, then you've got that on the hook too if you don't have that. So
that's right. If you don't have it, they'll sue you, and you're going to end up paying for it yourself.
Yeah. And so in the long run, golly, that can be expensive. But
so people, that's not a good idea.
No, that's not a good idea. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Okay, so what are some of the big highlights from this week? What's going on?
Okay, well, we've had two policies that matured, went to the bank. So $2 million people have received this week. We have another policy that's matured that's not at the bank yet, and it's $1.5 million.
Oh, geez.
It was a 24-month policy. It came in 20 months.
Really?
So it came in a little bit early. As I said, there's $1.5 million that people are going to collect on that. So that's a lot of money going into people's accounts. In another couple of weeks, they will have over $3 million extra money to invest in their account.
Wow, $3 million extra!
$3 million extra, because a lot of them already had money in their account, several hundred thousand. Some of them do.
Jeez.
But we're filling policies. We've just finishing up this 39% one. The premium on it was $500 a year. So per person, that's going to be about $10.
Oh,
it's going to pay 39%.
Jeez.
People that missed that have really missed something. But the one we're going to be doing this next week is a really good policy. It's going to pay 30%, and it's a 21% LE. They think he's only going to make it for 21 months. And the premium is 1.7.
Oh,
1.7.
Really?
Hardly any premium at all.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. The policy is it got sinus cancer, and there's really not much you can do when you have sinus cancer. You know, it's hard to get to. And we've had one of these before, and they did not last as long as they thought it would. So a 21-month for this type of cancer should come in 21 months, or even, you know, a little sooner. I don't know. But it's a great policy. As I said, it's going to pay 30.5. It's 21 months. And jeez, I'd like to see everybody getting that. I think the sinus cancer is really going to be worth doing. Because I've studied it very carefully. And as I said, it's an invasive. It started in sinus, and it's in the nasal cavity also.
Oh, wow.
And they resected it. He had stage 3 at that time, and now it's stage 4. It's very severe. And now he's refused additional surgery.
Oh, we know what that means.
Yep. He said, I'm not going to do it anymore because it's so severe. You know, when you've got nasal, and it's also the neck. So it's showing, it's extending down into the sinus and the nasal cavity.
Wow.
And it started in 22. It's just gotten worse. He's had 30 treatments of radiation.
Oh, my word. Really?
Yeah, and that didn't do a lot of good.
Wow. Okay, so that'll be next. Is that, you said that's next week? Or
that's next week. We're going to start on Monday on this, and I think it'll really be worthwhile since it is a sinus and in the neck. And, you know, he's had 30 treatments, and it did not cure it.
Wow.
And they've resected the nasal cavity, you know, and it started out as stage 3. Then it went to stage 4.
Hmm.
And so they've done everything they know to do with all the tissue fragrance. It's an invasive, very invasive neck and sinus cancer. And so now it's, you know, it involves most of the tissues there.
Jeez. Yeah, that's, I would imagine that's going to go fast.
Yeah, and they had told him they'd do the surgery in 23, and he said, no, I'm canceling the surgery.
Oh, that's wow.
That's in 25, early in 25.
Jeez.
He said he wasn't interested.
Hmm. All right. So that, let's see, did emails go out for that already, or is that?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
I think they'll go out on Monday morning.
All right. So heads up, look for that.
They need to look for it because it's a good policy. Premium's very low. He's very sick. We've done one of these before, and it did come in early before. And when it's sinuses, and they've done 30 treatments and it didn't help, you can see where that's going to lead.
Yeah. You don't have many of those, have you, in the past? I don't remember.
We've had one, and it came in early, but we've not had a lot of those, you know, nasal and sinus.
Yeah, it's like, it seems like that, and what is the other one, like tongue? Is that another?
Yes, we did two tongue deals, and they came in early also.
Hmm.
Because you just can't get to it when it's inside like that. If it was chest, they could, you know, do a lot more, anything else. But the sinuses is a hard place to do.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to get into. Okay.
And they've got a lot of profit in it. You know, it's going to pay 30%. It's only a 21-month policy. The total profit for them is $175,000 on this.
Wow. That's incredible. And with what is it, 3 million in people's accounts?
Yeah, they're going to have 3 million total in their accounts. And, you know, this will just be added to it. And it's a great policy. It's short, 21 months. I don't know if he'll even last that long.
Yeah.
You know, with as bad as this is. And he's young. He's 62.
Oh, my word. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, this would be a good time. Either if somebody's maybe getting some back in their accounts, or if maybe would this be a good chance for people who maybe have been maybe sitting on the sidelines a little bit? Is this a chance?
I think it would. I think it would be a great idea, because if you've been sitting still, some of these short ones. Oh, and we've got another one that we're going to do that's going to be 7 months.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to do a 7 month also. I forgot about that one. And it'll be going out next week. 7 months.
What is, can we talk about that a little bit more? I mean, seven is, that's rare. So
it's very rare. And I don't have all the particulars on it. I wish I did. We just got it, and they told us, that we had won it. So it'll probably be the end of next week before I have everything ready on it. But it's 7 months.
Okay. All right.
So it'll be a quick policy. The premiums, I remember, are low. I don't remember exactly what they were, but they're not high. And that'll be a quick deal for somebody who wants to get in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And it's just like you've been looking for things for quite a while. And then to have, I think last week we were talking about some new ones. And then this week, obviously, we're talking about some new ones. And so,
yeah, this last week, we did four.
Oh, wow. Four in
four
one week.
Four contracts this last week. Yes.
Jeez.
And remember, we couldn't get in April.
I know.
And by the way, this one I'm telling you about, the 7 months, we bid this back in April.
April, really?
In April, and they're just now coming to us. Would you still like it?
Yeah.
We said, of course we would. If we bid it then, we'd still want to bid it. But I think they were having trouble with the owner on it.
Oh, really?
And trying to decide. Well, it's so short. He was trying to decide: do I go ahead and sell it, or just hold on?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And
sometimes
he finally talked to his wife, and they decided to go ahead.
Yeah, I know there was a game for a while with brokers, and so I wasn't sure if it was a broker thing or an owner thing or what it was.
It was an owner thing on that. He couldn't decide whether it was so short lifespan that he couldn't decide whether to go ahead and sell it and get this cash he needs right now or to wait.
Yeah.
And apparently his wife said, go ahead.
All right. So that'll be next week also, right? Monday-ish? Those will be going out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Yeah, and I remember, what was it? I think it was the Chan policy that he was, traveling all over Europe, and there was a delay
for
that.
Yeah, he went to Italy, if you remember. That was on
the
bucket list.
That's what it was. Yes, Italy.
And we waited, and when he got back, we went ahead and closed. He was dead within a year.
Jeez.
And he couldn't make up his mind. But he only sold us that one. Remember, he had a bigger one.
Oh, yeah.
And he kept it.
Yeah, there were two.
Yeah, there were two policies.
Hmm. All right. So people, if anybody's been on vacation maybe, and maybe checked out, or maybe they're just, busy doing other things, planning, camps or whatever they're doing, if you do nothing else next week, watch your email. So it'll be worth it.
That's right. Because you can call us on Monday and say, "Faye, let me in those," and we'll get it done. And we had some people this week that early in the week we'd sent them an invitation, and they were out of town. We didn't hear from them. We went ahead and filled it. They called back middle of the week and said, "Can I still get in that policy?" We said, "It's too late. You'll have to go in another one."
Yeah, I mean, it's hot right now. But, don't lollygag.
It is. I mean, for the first time. We're filling them as quick as we can because we haven't had any in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's been dry out there. And now the people are selling their policies. They're coming to the meeting. They're signing their contracts like they ought to. And they're not wimping back and saying, "Well, I don't know what to do,"
Yeah.
So it'll help them. It's going to help the clients a lot. And as I said, we have $3 million right here, new money, besides what all they've got. I think they've got $20 million or something in all the accounts.
Wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of money available.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have over $100 million invested.
Good Lord. $100 million?
$100 million.
Wow. That's insane. I mean, it's just...
It is insane. But you know what? We're a small company.
Yeah, small. Yeah, I remember, what was it, a couple months ago, you were saying something about that somehow you found out you were, what is it, medium or small or what
yeah,
was
whatever
it?
Whatever it was, they said. And I go, well, I didn't know we were that big.
Yeah.
But we have 450 clients.
Good Lord. I mean, that's just, there's just so much... maybe it's just there's so much going on. It's just like, you know, your head is always down, you know, your nose to the grindstone. You don't always kind of take a break and look up and see the bigger picture, because you're doing all the work that you do. So,
one of the life insurance companies that we use contacted me this week and said, use this SOS deal they've got for people to be able to find us immediately.
It's like there's opportunity all over the place is what it sounds like.
That's right.
And it's just
when opportunity comes along, we don't want to put our head in the sand.
No. And then you're talking all the time about how the BBB always gets inquiries, and they send
they
you
do.
Like reports.
They
and...
get so many inquiries a month. The other day, remember they said 12 pages.
Yeah. I remember it was huge. It was just, it was like a volume of an encyclopedia practically. It was.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But people do check us. They do go to the Better Business Bureau. So that's a good thing. We've been there 20-something years.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really big deal.
We've been an accredited business that long.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, gosh, it's like, you know, and it's almost like the more you do, the bigger it gets. And then the bigger it gets, the more you do. Then the more you do, the bigger it gets. It's almost like it feeds itself, you know? And so then these opportunities start coming along. So. And there's a reason for that, because you've been doing it for so long and, you know, been doing so well at it. So, okay, aside from life settlements, annuities, also another big thing, another big conservative investment opportunity for people. I almost feel like a broken record when I ask, but I know that at one point, you know, they were in danger of going away. But are the bonuses still?
Well, and things have improved. You know, the fixed rate's back up.
Yeah.
If you buy one of those little policies, the fixed rate is over 5% again. You know, it went way down, but it's back up.
Really?
Another company that we use, and we haven't ever done this, but they were talking this week about the lifetime income policies that they sell. And they've got a bonus on there where you can get a 30 to 40% increase in income by doing a policy with them. So they've got a lifetime income increase of 35 to 40%.
Wow.
So that's worth talking about.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody says, look, I want just income, they'll give you the income, then they'll give you the bonus that will increase that income, and you don't have to wait. They'll add it at first year, looks like.
Wow. It's
so
just...
that's good.
Yeah.
And annuities, you know, it is like a broken record. I talk about it all the time. They've improved and they've improved. Annuities for everybody. There's not anybody that would not fit into an annuity.
Yeah. And it's easy. It doesn't, you don't have, it doesn't take up a lot of your time. You don't have to worry and get up every night and see if you have anything left because of the stopgap in there. So if anybody's like watching the stock market and thinking, oh, wow, this is, you know, up and it's down and I don't know, today I might have something, tomorrow I may not, and, you know, maybe all gone overnight. And you don't have to play that game with an annuity because, you know, it's just, it's got the safety net, and so you protect your principal, you got the bonuses on top of it, and it just seems like they're so underappreciated, might be the word.
I think they are underappreciated, because, you know, I've studied all annuities. The ones at the brokerage house have got mutual funds. We don't want to get in that. We don't want the risk, and we don't want to be in the stock market. That's why we're doing annuities. And a fixed index annuity is the best way to go. You've got your indexes for your profit. You've got the bonuses going in. It's tax deferred. That's what I love about annuities. I think the greatest thing is it's tax deferred till you take it out. So while you're growing it, it's going to grow faster because you're not paying tax.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every investment in the world, you have to pay tax at the end of the year of what you've made. And it's not that way with annuities. You're not going to pay till you start taking it out. And you can take 10% a year once you start taking it. And then at the end of 10 years, you can walk away. Some people do annuities that you can't walk away, that you have to take a payout. Ours don't. They're walk-away policies. At the end of the term, you can walk away.
Huh. So if you decide you're done for whatever reason, you can just be done. It's
That's
not
right.
like getting stuck
and,
in a REIT.
You can take payments for the next 10. Then if you pass away, your wife gets it, you know, or the children or the grandchildren, whoever you're going to leave it to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy it. A lot of people say, I don't want to start it next year, Faye. I want to wait a couple of years. So they don't start taking it back out maybe for 2 years. That way the interest is grown a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't need it and it's just, you know, there, it's just making money on top of money. And we're talking about
That's
compound
right.
interest too, right?
That's right. It has compound interest. You've got your beneficiaries on it. If the market goes down, it has a stop gap that stops it in its tracks. It will not go down. It might stay still, but it will not go down. And then it tracks the market. And if the market goes up, this thing will go up.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the same amount as the stock market because there's no risk.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
And the bonus, as long as they've got it, we're going to talk about it. this particular company has still got the 14% bonus.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't taken it away yet.
And at one point, what was it, like the end of last year, we thought that, okay, there's rumors and talk that it might be going away. And so we thought, well, you know, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 1 week. And then they just didn't. It's still there. So anybody that wants to get in, it's still in place. And so, I mean, it's a win-win no matter how you look at it. Annuities just...
It is. And either investment is great for everybody. You know, they're both conservative. They're both life insurance products. Remember, a life settlement is a policy that someone has cancer and they need to sell it. And we're buying their policies. And our people are making money. You know, the policies have improved the ones we're buying. They're coming in, most of them on time or some of them early. The old policies didn't do that. We've improved that a lot. And the people... have made a lot of money with us. They're continuing to make money. Some of these people have been with us since 2014.
Oh, wow. That's over 10 years. God.
That's right. And some of the people that started with us, I know everything about them. I mean, you know, I don't only know them. I know their families, their children, everybody.
Yeah, you have a personal relationship.
And some of them, we have the aunt, the uncle, we have cousins. I've got one family that all the sisters are invested with us.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
And
then we've been losing some customers. We've had 3 die of cancer in the last 2 years.
Hmm.
Shocking, because, you know, that's what we do is buy cancer policies. And when a client calls me and says, Faye, I have discovered I have cancer, I'm always in shock. Because
yeah.
we're usually on the other end buying policies like that.
Yeah.
And none of them have lasted long.
Hmm.
That's a shame of it.
It is. That is a shame.
And there were people that would call and say, I'm in this state this summer. I'm in this one. They would tell me everything they saw, the historical deals. They were living the good life.
Yeah.
They would go to the mountains and stay for months up there in that cool, cool mountains.
Mm. Yeah, well, the air is nice and fresh and clean.
That's right. It's nice and a little bit cold at night.
It is a little chilly in the mountains.
Yeah, but it's a place to really enjoy in the summer. So I know a lot about our clients. And people still come to us every week, every month, and say, I would like to invest in life settlements. I would like to do annuities.
There's a lot of, I know you were talking about the one where all the sisters are in, but you get a lot of, I don't want to say referrals, but what is it when, like, somebody will say, tell a friend of theirs, you know, hey, I've been doing this for a long time, I've been making money, and then they finally call you, and they're like, hey, so-and-so said that they've been, you know, and so they referred me and recommended you, and so...
Almost everybody is a referral.
Yeah.
I'll have somebody call and say, you know, my mother and father are with you, or my aunt and uncle. You know, I have several people that their children are doctors or lawyers or something, and they've been with me a long time, then the children get involved. And lots of times we have the whole family. You know, the grandmother invests with us. The brothers invest with us. Everybody. And so we have a lot of family deals. And they recommend us because they're making money. So then we get the rest of the family.
Yeah. And that's kind of a big deal, you know, because it's like if you recommend something to, okay, so like say you go to a restaurant and it's terrible and you tell people, you know, hey, my best friend, you should go to this restaurant. And they go and they find out that it's terrible. You're probably not going to be friends after that. So people don't recommend something that's terrible. You know, they always recommend something that they find spectacular and great and something that, you know, most of the time, people have been doing it for a long time, so it's not like, oh, this is just, you know, I happened to find, you know, one investment that was great and the rest were not. This is consistency. This is like people who have been doing this for a number of years have gone through a number of different situations, like economic situations, different things, you know, climates and things like that. They've continued to make money, and they say, you know, hey, I've been doing this for a long time. You should try it. And that's a really big deal because you can easily lose friends if you recommend
something. And one of my clients 2 weeks ago told her friend.
Yeah.
She said, you know, have you checked your account? Well, no, not in a long time. She said, you know, you need to call Faye and tell her that you want to do some annuities.
Yeah.
And she said, Faye, I've been after her for 2-3 months. And then the lady called, and I forgot to call her back. I was so busy. But I did get it done. I did take care of her. But I'm always having someone call and say, Faye, can you do this for me? Can you transfer this money for me? I want to do some life settlements, or I want to do annuities.
Yeah.
And we get it done.
And people, that's another thing, you know, you kind of alluded to it, but people can call you. It's not like calling just a random call center and you get somebody in who knows where. They can actually call and talk to you personally. So it's not like, you know, people are just farmed off to somebody else. It's like having that kind of a personal connection and then getting to a point where, you know, after a number of years, you become friends and you know everything about them. And, you know, they go on vacation and send you pictures and, you know, things like that. I mean, that's kind of a big deal, and it shouldn't go understated because, I mean, and you're in a lot of these policies yourself, which is another big thing.
I am.
So, you know, and not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the walk as well. And so, I mean, it's just the proof is in the numbers. And you've been doing this for so long. You've seen just about every kind of economic upturn, downturn, every situation I can think of in my brain, probably a number of times for each of them. And every single time, no matter what's happening, people in either life settlements or annuities continue to thrive and continue to make money when people in other types of investments have not been doing so well.
That's right, because, you know, it speaks for itself. We're making money, and we're returning money to clients, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Well, I'm glad you remember the phone number.
That is so hilarious last week. We'll never forget that.
It happens sometimes. You know?
Well, it did happen to me.
It did. It did. And then we were talking earlier this week, and then I forgot the phone number, and I'm like, oh, my God.
That's right. You did. And I said, let me give you the phone number.
Oh, my word. What is happening? So every day around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Well, it is the time of year when Texas Monthly goes out, tries all the barbecue places in Texas, and selects the top barbecue places.
Oh, here we go.
It just came out. The list just came out. And they said, you know, a lot of people don't know that we go to all these barbecue places, all travel thousands of miles, and they go back and go back and go back trying the barbecue and deciding which ones are the best. Now, they came out with the 50 top ones. And I didn't even bother with it. I just did the top 10.
Yeah.
And like they said, there were so many good things about all of them. They said, you know, maybe we should do 100 top barbecue places. they loved the barbecue. It was so great. But anyway, they went 4 or 5 times. And I always wondered how many times they went. They said they crisscrossed Texas thousands of miles. And the guy said, I love my job.
Yeah.
He said, in those 2 months, I encountered more barbecue than most people experience in a lifetime. And I think
bet.
He's right.
Wow.
You know, okay, let me go through it. Eva Marie's Pit Barbecue in Warford.
Oh.
Now, I've never been to Warford, but she came in number 10.
Wow.
And Arnie and Mallory Robbins own it. And they said the burnt ends are irresistible.
Oh.
The tender, flavorful St. Louis style pork ribs can go up against any ribs in the state.
Oh, my word. The crispy edges or the ends, that's the best part right there. That's where, that's the heart and soul of it.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of Texas people don't want to do burnt ends. But when you go to the finals and you're in the competition, if you don't put burnt ends in, you're not going to win.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the burnt ends. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, number 9 was Truth Barbecue in Houston.
Really?
Yeah, they came in 9th. And they said it's an encrusted salt and pepper brisket, but don't get too distracted. You'll eventually need to turn your attention to the spare ribs.
Ooh.
Glazed spare ribs. And then number 8 is Lavaca Barbecue in Lavaca, Port Lavaca.
Really?
And this one has a little Tex-Mex with theirs.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have, it says, don't miss the barbecue gumbo made with a dark roux and loaded with chunks of brisket, sausage, and turkey.
Oh, my word. Really?
And yeah, and they have a smoked pork belly and brisket, and the smoked tamales have a fan base all of their own.
Oh, wow.
So they have tamales that are barbecued that people love also.
Wow. Now, you love you some gumbo, though, don't you?
I mean, that's kind of... I love gumbo, man. I love gumbo.
Ooh.
Number 7 is Dane's Craft Barbecue. It's in Aledo.
Hmm.
Yeah. And they've been serving barbecue for years. And they started out as a food truck.
Really?
Yes, he started out as a food truck.
Oh, that's the best kind right there. You know, that's like authentic and real.
It is authentic. It says you can get a half a pound of brisket, turkey, pork ribs, and pulled pork.
Oh, my word. I'll take all of it.
Two homemade sausages, and, you know, it's out of this sight. So they came in number 7 out here in Aledo. And as I said, he started out as a food truck guy.
Wow. That's cool. I love when people go from a food truck to an actual, like, brick-and-mortar location.
To an actual place.
Yeah.
Now, number 6 was Interstellar Barbecue in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a Frito pie sausage, a stroke of genius. They have a short rib that is...
My goodness.
Out of sight.
I bet.
Then they have a smoked tipsy turkey. It's a non-traditional basted with a live oak beer.
Really?
Can you imagine?
Oh, my word. Oak and...
Yeah, there's just got this beer and all this other on it. He came in number 6.
Wow. Amazing.
Every one of these has got a different recipe.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got something that is really, really unique.
Yeah.
No wonder they went back several times. Number 5 is GW's Barbecue in San Juan.
Really?
They've been in business since 2020, so they haven't been in business very long.
Oh, wow. So they're newcomers.
It says they have the best smoked brisket in the valley.
Hmm.
They use a salty rub with a sweet glaze, and it's masterfully crafted sausage.
Really?
And that's just the regular menu.
Oh, there's a non-regular menu.
That's right. And said we enjoyed a juicy pork steak, beef rib, smoked. Oh my gosh!
Good
all this,
Lord.
And the Sunday's only fried chicken was spectacular.
Oh, I bet it is. Oh wow! You know, it's kind of weird. Well, not weird, but I'm a little bit surprised that somebody so new made it top five. I mean, that's you got to beat some pretty good barbecue to make it top five.
Had a fried brisket. It was topped with red eye gravy and sporting a canine kick.
No, really?
Yes.
Red eye gravy.
And then they had a smoked beef tongue.
Really?
With fresh avocado, fried queso.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is down in the valley, so it was different, and it took them a long way. That's hours to go down there to that one.
Yeah, it is, but it sounds like it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is spectacular. I've never even heard of anybody having all that.
Me either.
And number four is Redbird Barbecue in Port Neches.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they said they've got some of the best barbecue in the state. Said if you like sweetness, try the tender glazed pork ribs.
Oh, my word. I love
sweet.
Oh,
and it says it's got glossy slides of wobbly brisket. They're salty and smoky.
Well, I'm in. Road trip.
Road trip right there. I mean, that does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Oh, my goodness. That was number three,
and,
right?
Okay, this is number three.
Oh.
Goldie's Barbecue in Fort Worth. Everybody's been talking about Goldie's.
Yeah.
You know, we know Goldie's. Everybody's been talking about how great it is. And they said they have conquered the known barbecue world, claiming the top spot on the list 4 years ago. And it said that we were amazed. They were selling a mere 15 briskets a day.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all. 15 briskets, whole briskets a day.
Wow.
And he said they were 10th in line on a beautiful morning last fall, 3 hours before opening.
Really?
He said the struggle was forgotten as we sat down with the brisket. Can only be described as perfect.
Wow. If you're waiting in line that early in the morning, it's got to be good. Really good. My goodness.
And it says the pork belly, lightly sauced pork ribs, and impressive sides of pork hash.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And then number two is Leroy and Lewis Barbecue. And they starred in a truck.
Really? Another
and,
one?
They're in Austin. It's the newest recipe, and for a good reason.
Who is this?
The beef cheeks are better than ever.
Oh, wow. I'm just thinking about barbecue is making me want to take literally a road trip for like a month or 2 months and try them all.
Yeah, and one of these, and I can't remember which one it was, said they had some peach cobbler that was the best they'd ever had in their life.
Really?
And they said, not only did they have the barbecue, but they had that peach cobbler to set it off.
Oh, my word. See,
okay,
now,
number one is Burnt Bean Company in Seguin, Texas.
Huh. Really?
Now, this is it. 1 million words have been written about the bourbon peach cobbler taco dessert, and they've all failed to capture how great it really is.
Oh.
Now, this says, for the menu and the barbecue at Burnt Bean, it requires planning an all-day Sunday affair. You've got to just go and stay. It's on Seguin's main square, and they had tacos, barbecue, a word I can't even pronounce, and a plate of briskets, huevos ranchero. Each bite was sunny side up eggs. Served on top was improved by worn tortillas on the top of the dish.
Oh, my word. Really?
Then they went back for lunch. It wasn't enough. And then they went back and got the pork ribs.
See, now that is how you know when you have barbecue. You have it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack, take some to go.
Yeah, and then the dining room would feel like a modern take in Central Texas. They had high school football cheers written on the front windows, smokers, sun-drenched patio, and you just have to go and they serve you till they're sold out.
Wow, which I'm sure probably happens probably not far after lunch.
I'm sure it does, because he said you just got to go and stay.
Yeah.
You can't just go for one piece of it.
No.
But you got to go and stay.
My goodness. It's,
and it says they have rotisserie smokers.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Now it's one of those things where I think in Texas, not every place else, but here, barbecue should be a food group. It should be its own thing all to itself.
I think so. I mean, when I go to a barbecue place, you know, I tell them, you know, this is what I want. This is... You know, I'm going to have this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe two or three kinds of meat.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of people will get brisket, they'll get ribs, you know, pulled pork, you know, mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
All of it. All of it at once. And then you have to get some to go, because you know that if it's really that good, the odds of getting back in or at least not having to dedicate a whole day to it are going to be few and far between. And so, you know, it's one of those things you probably won't be able to get off your mind. And so
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And as good as all these were, I just can't imagine how he picked them. I still don't know.
I don't know.
Because he went back three or four times to each one. He said he couldn't do it one time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you have to try it more than once. I mean, what if you catch it on a really good day or a really bad day? You know, you have to.
I mean, a really good day, you'll be there all day eating is what'll happen.
Yeah.
But he said, number one, you have to go and stay for the day.
Yeah.
And also he talked about that peach cobbler and the tacos with it. I mean.
Oh, was that the bourbon peach cobbler?
Yes, that's the bourbon peach cobbler.
Oh, my word. Oh, goodness gracious.
And it apparently is famous, just like the barbecue. But now, some of these guys, there was two of them that started in trucks, you know, just a truck food deal.
Yeah.
And then they grew and grew until they got their own place.
That's just a really cool story right there, just all by itself.
Yeah, and lots of them have, you know, 10 years experience before they ever open a place.
Yeah, yeah, because they try and try and test and tweak and then change this and add that. And, you know, I mean, it's not just something where you just follow a recipe and just, okay, well, we'll just do this. No. Creating perfect barbecue takes years of trial and error and experimentation. You know, and not only with the recipe and the ingredients and the spices and all that, but, you know, with the wood as well. And then, I mean, it's just like you can tell when you're walking someplace and you can smell the barbecue from, you know, a mile away.
Oh, I love it. And it just brings you on in. Brings
it
you on
does.
In. And, you know, we did a story, and I can't think of the lady's name right now. Last year, she's in her 90s and been as a barbecue pit master from way, way back. And she only opens on Saturdays. And when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, she only opens, but she's so famous. Everybody goes to that little town on Saturdays, and they'll start lining up, you know, at 7 a.m. to get her barbecue.
Yeah.
And she says, when I'm sold, I'm sold. That's it.
Wow.
But she only opens on Saturdays, but she'd been doing it so many years, she isn't going to stop.
Jeez.
And everybody said, will you ever retire? She said, when I'm dead. But she's got such a following. You know, everybody drives for 100 miles on Saturday to that little town to get her barbecue.
Yeah.
And she only makes a certain amount. When it's gone, she closes up.
Jeez. She could probably, it sounds like, open 7 days a week, probably in multiple locations, and make a fortune. So to only work on Saturday and only be open on one day, that's just...
She's only open one day a week.
Wow.
And she sells what she wants and goes home.
And then
can you imagine she has to start that pit, you know, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
You know, to get that barbecue ready by whatever time she opens. I guess she opens at 10, but jeez, they start gathering at 7 something.
I couldn't imagine.
They said the line, it goes for miles.
I'm sure
all
it does.
Around the town.
Wow, that would almost be torturous to get there at like 7 a.m. and then have to just smell it for like 3 or 4 hours before you can even get in.
And then they tell you they just ran out when you get up to it. I mean, you know, I say, I'm sorry, we just ran out.
Wow, that would start riots.
It would start a riot at my house.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've driven all the way to her place. And then they say, I'm sorry, that we just gave the last of it to the guy in front of you.
Oh, man. That would be the worst. Oh.
I mean, somehow I have to get in the front of the line.
Yeah. So I want to know how you be the guy that has to travel around and have the terrible job of having to test all these and try them all and then rate them all.
That's what the guy at Texas Monthly said. It has been a grueling 2 months, he said. Crisscrossing the state, he said, I drove thousands of miles.
Wow.
Eating all the barbecue, testing all of it. And he named 100 barbecue places.
Oh.
So he went to 100 places.
Wow. And he did all that in 2 months?
He said he did.
How is that even possible? I can't even imagine.
I don't know.
Wow.
And I wonder if anybody helped.
Yeah.
You know, went to some of them. But he had to go back again and again see which one's the best, which one, you know, comes way back in the back, which one gets up front.
I mean, you got to narrow it down, you know. You have a job to do and you have to be responsible. And so...
Well, and you know, this year there were several new companies that won.
Yeah.
You know, in the top 10. There was some that started in 22, 20. You know, they were fairly new people.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I mean, just it takes.
Yeah, I am too, because all the old, the tried and true places.
Yeah.
And none of the places in Lockhart won.
Interesting.
And that's the barbecue capital of Texas.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's just like, you know, some of these new people have only been around for a couple of years, all of a sudden making it, you know, top 10, top 5. I'm just, it's a little bit surprising. It's not what I would have guessed if you said last week, hey, next week we're going to talk about this. I would never have guessed that it would have come out that way. But
yeah, you wouldn't have believed it. And when I researched it, see, I heard this week that the new list was out.
Yeah.
And then I read up what he said about how long it took him and that he crisscrossed the state. He said, I drove thousands of miles. You know, and he was just eating that barbecue and thinking about it, you know.
Yeah. It's like you're on your way to the next barbecue place thinking about the last barbecue place.
That's right. So he'd go and spend the day, you know.
Yeah.
So, well, you know.
I think I owe it to myself and maybe the barbecue world in general, just to try some of these myself and just take maybe 6 months off and try maybe 200 places.
I think you should tell your employer that.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, why is it you need 6 months off where I can go eat barbecue?
Yeah, I'll say Faye said.
I mean, you know, they said it would be a good idea. And send pictures.
Oh.
You know, I love for everybody to always send pictures.
Oh, yes.
Show me what you've been doing.
Oh, barbecue pictures are the best because it's never bad. Even a bad one is good. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Wow.
And these pit masters have years and years of experience.
They do.
And without them, the people up front would be nothing. That's
yeah,
the whole deal. Whoever can cook that barbecue.
Oh, barbecue is the best. And it is just, there's no other state you can get it like this either, so...
That's right. And, you know, we do ours different.
Yeah.
In Georgia, they add peach juice. Different states add all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, Johnny Trigg over here in Cleburne is, you know, the barbecue champion from Texas.
Yeah.
From way back. He's won more than anybody.
Legendary.
And he puts all these old boys to shame. He gets in competition, and he'll have a perfect score.
See, now I got a hankering for barbecue, and so we're going to have to wrap this up.
There you go. We got to get out of here.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
See, we jinxed it.
See, I thought about that and almost did it again because I thought, I don't want to ever think about it. Because if you think about it, you might mess up.
Yeah, yeah. Or you had barbecue on the brain.
That's right. I was thinking about barbecue. I wasn't thinking about that.
All right, real quick, with life settlements, there are two risks people need to know about. What's the first?
The first risk is it could go over. If it does, you need to always know what the premium is. Like one that we did this week, the premium for the whole policy was $500.
Jeez.
So it was going to cost everybody $10 to $12. I mean, it's a heck of a deal.
Yeah,
so that is your first risk. The second one is, remember, it is not liquid till it matures. So you don't get paid midway. Someone asked me one time, do we get our interest quarterly? No, you don't. You get it at the end. You can't get it until they pass away.
That's a good question, but yeah. Now, it doesn't really affect many people, and they're not really bothered by it because you do have to be accredited, and so that means...
You must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay. Qualifications for annuities, there's really not any...
It's not that hard. No, we just have to make sure you have emergency money and money to pay your bills that first year. Because if you put everything you had in there, you wouldn't have any money to live on.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have to be very careful about that.
Yeah. So they check stuff, but it's not really quite as strict. For risks?
It's not as strenuous like the other is strenuous.
Yeah.
And the minimum is $100,000. You can put an IRA in. You can put a Roth, a regular IRA. You can do a joint account with your wife. You can do a single account. There's five ways you can do it.
Lots of options.
And all of them are acceptable.
Yeah.
And the checks, that when you start, are made to Nevada Trust. They are the trustee. They handle the money.
Cool.
And so, when the policy matures, the check comes made out to Nevada Trust, and then they put it in your account.
Tons of safeguards. It's a pretty simple process. Yeah, it really is. It's very mapped out. A lot of safeguards in place for people. So, you know, people have been thriving at this for years. So, all right. So the new emails are going out on Monday. If anybody is interested in those, call you first thing. Anybody else that wants any information or if they just want to get started, if they haven't started investing yet, this would be a good time. But they do have to make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Don't mistake that.